Can you just describe the feeling, Kenny, of having the phone call and finding out where you're going?
Man, it was just so exciting. I had my whole family out, and I mean, basically my whole city out, and just being able to go to the Packers, just this historic franchise, man, just it was amazing. And, so it was just a wonderful feeling for me and my family, man.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in San Bernardino right now.
Kenny, for those who might not have watched you out on the West Coast in college, how would you describe your game?
You said, how would I describe my game?
Yeah, how would you describe your game?
I describe myself as physical. I describe myself as having a lot of power. I'm one of them guys. I'm one of those rigged guys. I'm going to stay in there. I'm going to be stout. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to lead to the best of my ability. I believe in teamwork, and I believe in leadership, and that's the only way you can have a great team. So, I definitely just work hard and just show the guys that I can do a lot of things on the field.
Where do you feel like you fit best on a defensive line at a 3-4? Where's your best spot?
I mean, I feel like I'm very versatile. I can do I'll do whatever they ask me to do, whether it's play nose or I-3. I'll do anything they ask me to do. I feel like I'm quick enough to do it, and I'm strong enough to play it too. And so I'll do whatever they ask me to do.
How well do you know Dayton Jones?
I know Dayton since I was getting recruited to UCLA, so I'll probably say I've been knowing Dayton since the beginning of my senior year or the end of my junior year of high school. So it's crazy. So he had just called me. Well, he just texted me right before they picked me. He told me just to relax and just calm down, man. And the Packers ended up picking me. It was just crazy. It was a blessing.
We talked at the combine about your wrestling background. Just how much does that factor into your play?
You said my wrestling background, how much is it studying?
How much does your wrestling background factor into your play?
Oh, it factors in. I mean, it factors in a lot. Honestly, it's just I want to say it's just leverage. Having leverage and being able to feel people out as far as how people are leaning towards you and how people are just feeling out people's power, their momentum. It's having great hands, but the most thing is I think it's being able to bend and being able to have leverage. And another thing is just that mentality, that attack mentality that you got to have in wrestling. A lot of times you battle in wrestling and you get really tired. So you got to just battle through that when you wrestle, and you got to have that attack mentality.
Kenny, has Dayton texted you again, or have you replied to him yet?
Yeah, I just FaceTimed him a couple minutes ago, and he's screaming on the phone, saying how happy he was for me. And he decided to play with me, and Brett called me also and told me it's a big season ahead of us, and be ready to work. So I'm excited for it, man. Excited that I got those calls from my former teammates, and just them saying that it's time to get to work now. I mean, that just describes the leadership that they have on that team, and you just know those guys are ready to work, you know.
Kenny, you're a young junior. Why did you decide to come out now, and why do you think you're mature enough to handle the NFL?
I think mentally I was just ready. I think I had two great football seasons at UCLA, and I feel like I excelled in the weight room with Coach Alosi and those guys, and I feel like I was playing at a good speed, and I feel like I was just ready for the next level, and just kept trying to bring in that mentality that I needed to be better than the person that was across from me, so.
Along with that, you're going to step into a locker room with guys 5, 6, in some cases 10 years older. How do you handle that maturity factor?
Honestly, I mean, I'm just going to soak it all in. Honestly, I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna be quiet and be humble, and I'm gonna watch what those guys do. The Packers organization. I mean, they're a great organization, and they have great players. We have great players there, and I think the best thing for me to do is to soak all that in, and to look at those leaders that's on the team, and watch how they work, and watch how they're great players on the field, and then just try to apply that to my game and add my little wrinkles into it.
Kenny, why do you think your pass rush was able to take such a leap last season, your final season at UCLA?
I think because I had better use of hands my last year. I had better use of hands. Honestly, I took more advantage of the one-on-ones, and I took more advantage of all the mishaps that the offensive lines had. I studied offensive linemen, and I studied protections a lot my last year with my defensive line coach, Coach Angus, and that was one of the biggest things for me was to understand pass rush lanes, understand where I'm supposed to be at and how the quarterback could fall into my lap and everything. So I think that played a huge part in me improving my pass rush.
Hey, Kenny, how much did you hear from the Packers during the pre-draft process, and kind of what went through your mind when you get that phone call letting you know that you've been selected?
Yeah, I had an interview with the Packers at the combine, and that's pretty much really all I remember. I never had a visit or a workout with the Packers.
Are you aware of the opportunity that's here where they're starting nose tackle, signing up to play this year, and they have another lineman suspended? I mean, there's a pretty big void for you to jump into.
I was aware of what happened, and I was aware of the situation, but I still don't think that, I mean, that takes away the fact that I still need to come out there, and I need to work hard, and I just need to come in there, and like I said before, I need to come in there and look at those leaders on the team, look at those guys on the team, and soak that in, and really just take advantage of the great players that are there on the team, and really just soak in their leadership, soak in how they play, and play that style of their defense, you know?
Any current NFL defensive linemen that you enjoy watching or model yourself after?
Say it again?
Any current NFL defensive linemen that you enjoy watching or model yourself after?
Watching football all these years, the main two guys that I've been focusing on when I was watching football was Haloti Ngata and Geno Atkins. Those were my favorite two players in the league. They're two different players, but I just see me and Geno Atkins have a lot alike as far as body type and just his frame and the way he plays, the attack mentality he has, and I can see how Haloti Ngata plays with that power and that mentality that he has, and they mean so much to a team. They're good off the field guys. They don't really say much. You don't really hear nothing about them, but you don't really hear nothing about them in the media. But those guys mean so much to the team. It's crazy.
Because you got a lot of family that want to congratulate you. So
that's going to be
the best. Hey. Okay. Still with us?
That's all right.
Okay.
He gone.
Good. Oh, Mister. Kenny, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Kenny. Obviously, there's a lot to adjust to when you come to the NFL. Does having Brett Hundley and Dayton here, will that help in some ways? And if so, what ways do you think it might?
I think having both of them there, I mean, it's great for me just because, I mean, I know those guys, have a relationship with those guys, and it just helped me promote into the locker room better, and just to get a feel of everybody and so I can know, and I got a good relationship with Dayton, good relationship with Brett, and I'm just excited, man. Excited to be here. Excited to get started, to start camping. Start working out with the team. I'm just excited now.
Are you ready for the culture shock that is Green Bay versus Los Angeles?
Say it again?
Are you ready for the culture shock that is Green Bay versus living in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm a football player at the end of the day. Whether it's weather or wherever I live at, I mean, that doesn't matter. I'm ready to play, and I'm gonna bring the best Kenny Clark to the Green Bay Packers that I can. So I'm gonna work hard and I'm gonna do my job at for the Packers.
When in high school did you decide defensive line was your path for college or the NFL?
When in high school did you decide that defensive line was your best path to the NFL?
You said in high school?
Yes, in high school.
I've always been a guy that I always played defensive line since I was younger. So, and I was getting bigger and bigger every year. So, defensive line was the primary position that I always played. And that's just what I knew I was going to play at the end of the day.